You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
4:10 right here on The Drive Zone on Zone Radio, 88.5, the voice of the valley. And it's time for us to welcome back our digital lady. Oh, she's going to first put her glasses on. Apparently, she can't speak or hear without her spectacles, which are color-coded to her clothing. My goodness, Odette, how are you?
Fine and you. How's it going, Richard?
I'm very cool. That is, like, really seriously like color-coded.
Really?
How many pairs of spectacles have you got?
Maybe 3 or 4.
All color-coded? All four, like?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They're like an accessory. Like
this lovely, I don't know what it is, purple or pink or whatever. yeah.
Looking. I just wanted to brighten up your office.
Okay, you did that. All right, now before we go any further, you did a big presentation at the CTICC. How did that go?
Yes, it went really, really well.
Tell people what that was all about.
So basically, I was invited to MC and moderate and present at Ecom Africa, all about e-commerce and digital marketing. And my topic was 101 upskilling for the jack of all trades.
Okay.
Because basically most of us in our roles or businesses find ourselves doing a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So it was places to go to find information for free and directly from the horse's mouth.
Well, there you go. It was a big deal though. It's not.
It was. I was actually quite nervous. But it was quite nice to do the moderate key panel discussion. And then the following day, I was the MC for the morning. So by the time I got to my presentation, I was actually quite relaxed. Oh. And I've since been invited to speak at the marketing Indaba at the end of this month. So I look forward to that.
Did Butcher going places, eh?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, my word.
Sharing information. I love sharing info, you know, especially to support people.
One of these days, we're going to have to make like a special booking to get you here. You know what I mean?
No ways. You have free access to me all the time, Richard.
You mean your
expertise? So do my customers.
Your expertise.
No, and friendship. I just love you. You and Judy.
All right. So welcome back. Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back.
Well, now, what are we talking about? The digital marketing plan explained. Are you going to explain stuff again?
Yes. So I don't know if you can remember
that
the last time I was in the studio, we actually spoke about the strategy, the digital marketing strategy.
Yes.
And so then we had load shedding the following 2 weeks and then I was away. So today we're going to be talking about the digital marketing plan.
Mm.
And leading into our conversation today, you did take a step back the last time to say what actually is the difference.
Yeah.
So I thought that might be a nice way to open our conversation for today. So a plan is an arrangement, pattern, program, or scheme for a definite purpose.
Mm.
A strategy, on the other hand, is a blueprint, layout, design, or idea used to accomplish a specific goal that is open for adaptation and change when needed. So I thought that might be quite cool.
In simple terms, it's this. The strategy is to get to Joburg. The plan is how you're going to drive,
where
you're
going to
do your petrol stops, where you're going to sleep over, all that kind of stuff. That's in the plan. And the plan is used to achieve the overall objective of the strategy. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Oh, you see.
You're so clever. You really are. You know everything.
No, I'm not. I was just guessing. I saw your notes.
So I got the inspiration for my notes from sendpulse.com.
Mm.
And they're basically saying that a digital marketing plan is a document that outlines the marketing goals pursued by a company. It encompasses strategies, timelines, channels, and budget. Why is it important to have a digital marketing plan? Although only 37% of marketers document their actions, data shows that recording your strategies increases the chances of business success. So it's not an obsession that we have, but it's really important to just be documenting the data, what we are doing, how we are doing it, how it's leading to results, where can we fix things, etc. An accurately designed plan contains a map with step-by-step instructions for achieving goals. And these are the main advantages of a marketing plan that it can bring to your business. Understanding the target audience. A well-thought-out marketing plan begins with research to define your target audience. With a specific target audience, you will understand the behavior of your customers and adjust your sales model accordingly. That really is key, is just drilling into your target audience And we've discussed it before, how sometimes there are these little invisible pockets of audiences that we've overlooked just through busyness. But if we focus on them, we can actually get quite a lot of cash, more cash. Efficient use of resources. Having a plan prevents you from spending money on things that are unnecessary for business and were not mentioned before. You can also manage your time properly by having clearly defined deadlines in your marketing plan as well. So a digital marketing plan will guide you to your goals and help you benefit from your business. Next, we will discuss the components of a marketing plan. And this links in with what we chatted the first time. So I'm not going to go into it in too much detail. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were looking at that mind map?
Yes.
And it basically had all the different options that you could choose from. Linked to your audience, you would pick and choose which one suited your digital marketing strategy. So I'm just going to touch on the headings. Email marketing, content marketing, which is for most business, we should all be doing that. Advertising, proper paid for advertising. Mobile marketing, reputation marketing, which is quite cool, actually. Mm. That's all about customer reviews and how you use that online. Social media marketing, video marketing, search engine optimization, web and analytics, and so forth. So this links into the strategy. You would pick and choose which ones suit your audience and then your plan. So the final part of our discussion is really about how to create a digital marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
First, you would outline your brand. To create a successful marketing plan, first of all, you should outline your brand. It includes the ins and outs of your business to effectively sell it to your customers. Secondly, you should mention the benefits of your company. Defining the audience. A buyer persona is a fictional person that embodies an ideal customer. It enables you to target prospects and develop a product so that it could satisfy the needs of your customers. To create a buyer persona, you should know the background of your clients, including their job and family, as well as demographics such as age, gender, location, and income. I'm just going to throw in an acronym here that a lot of people hear and probably don't know what it is, LSM. So that is linked to your salary band within the marketplace. So upper LSM would be the higher salary earners and lower LSM would be for the lower ones.
Stands for lifestyle measurement.
Thank you. I was actually racking my brains for that. Thanks for jumping in there and saving me.
No problem.
Establish your goals. Before you decide to enter the market, make sure the goals are set. Your goals will define your tasks, means, methods of achieving them, and channels of communication with the audience. And obviously, within your digital marketing strategy, you would create a budget and make plans to evaluate the results. So that, in essence, sort of sums up the last two sessions that we've had. Pity that it was so far apart. About first having your digital marketing strategy, having your digital marketing plan, the importance of all the different channels that you can choose from. There really are so many. You do not need to do them all. It's actually going to be pretty much determined by your audience, who and where they are, who they are and where they are, as well as your budget.
Mm. Very, very often people get the things confused.
Yes.
People talk about strategy, they talk plan, they talk about goals, they talk about objectives. All of these things are different.
We just get lost in it, don't we?
Yeah, and what you're doing now is you're actually laying it out there so people know exactly how it is that it works and what they need to do, because it is almost like in the old days when you used to go to the old school supermarkets. I don't see them in supermarkets now. You used to get like a pick and mix.
Mm.
What you knew you wanted is you wanted something sweet.
Yes.
Okay? That was your objective and your and the strategy. But what you actually chose was the plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which one would you have chosen? I would have taken the chocolate eclairs.
Well, I like the licorice.
I love the way you explain things. It's like my new obsession with Pinterest. You know what I mean? And I just think for many of us who are in business, we, and I get it, we get so caught up with being in the business, not spending enough time on the business because quite often we are the business, which is not cool, but that's how it works out because we understand the products and services best. But I think it's getting our head around thinking that plans and strategies are bureaucratic and full of red tape. Yes, I'm sure there's a whole lot of them that are, but actually as business people and professionals in the workplace taking on more and more, we need to write down in simplistic form, like what is happening? What is our strategy? What are we doing? Because then we need to be able to have data to measure how we're doing. And that's something that really came up at every single presentation at the Ecom Africa Summit last week was this obsession with data, you know, because if we don't have data, then we can't measure how we are doing.
Yeah, I think that in the old days, gut feel would have been a wonderful tool. But in a digital age, it's very, very difficult to work with gut feel. The thing that we need to, the temptation that I find I have to avoid often is I will look at something and think, well, that works for me. And if it works for me, I tend to go in that direction. But in actual fact, and not in every instance, but in a lot of instances, it's what doesn't work for you that is actually what's going to work for your audience and for your customer. And we've got to make sure that we're objective about that. And the only thing that is objective really is data. Raw data is totally objective. And one can be sucked into a subjective view on something because, oh, I like the way that's displayed. That works for me. So that must work for everybody. And that's not necessarily the case.
And yes, and I agree. And it's this whole, you know, as we talk about digital transformation and getting our mindsets right, it actually has a lot to do with our generation and what I feel comfortable with being over 40 within this digital space. It's not, you know, let's let go of Facebook a bit or let go of Instagram or whatever it is that we just keep going to and think to ourselves, I'm going to stop going there because I feel so comfortable on that platform. Mm. Potentially, I have pockets of audiences on Twitter, on TikTok. Mm. And just because I feel uncomfortable doesn't mean that I shouldn't be focusing on those platforms. I just need to sit down and explore it for a while and just get accustomed to the dashboard. It's really as basic as that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And an example of that, and I'm going to go back to Facebook, although, you know, people, my view on Facebook is it's a waste of time. Okay, that's me.
Sure.
That's me. It's a complete waste of time. I never look at Facebook. If you're trying to reach me as a target, Facebook's not going to be the place.
Now I know why you don't respond to my messages.
Okay, I don't do Facebook, all right? I have a little interest in Facebook. And yet, I am told, and I have to I have to acknowledge that Facebook does a job for us. It does a job for us. There's no question about that.
Yes.
It does a job. The fact that my personal view on that is that it sucks must not dictate how the business uses that particular platform, whether it's Facebook, TikTok, Google Ads, whatever the case may be. The personal perception is something that we have to divorce as best we can. Because if it were left to me, I would probably be missing out on a big audience on Facebook because I don't particularly like Facebook. And that would be a wrong decision to make.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's part of the plan.
Yes, it is. And I just really think that you talk about intuition and plans, and I would agree with you 100% about being objective and putting all the facts down. But it's funny, if you have an aversion to a certain platform or social media overall, I promise you now, followers can feel it when you're posting. Mm. Yes. I know it sounds crazy, but they really can. You really just have to like breathe life and soul, which is hard if you're working in the business and exhausted, but in everything you do, because your customers can feel it, even on social media. But that's kind of going off on a tangent apart from our discussion today, which was planning. But I think we've pretty much summed it up. There is a textbook way or a best practice way of putting together a strategy and a plan, but you could actually just sit down and write your own plan that makes sense for you, that is factual and takes all of the emotion out of it, even if you have to dip into a bit of a discomfort zone with some new channels, like maybe testing mobile marketing or video marketing, because so many people are not doing that enough.
Yeah, it's a question of objectivity. But objectivity comes, I think, and you're right, and a lot of those people mentioning at that seminar that you were at, data. Data is important. And understanding the data and being able to interpret that, it's going to get you a better plan.
Yes. And, you know, you when you talk about the sales funnel and everything, it was interesting that they brought this up as well in connection with a having a plan, is that when we're measuring data, it's when we're looking at the data that we can actually find. It's like a plumber coming to find a leak, like an invisible leak.
Mm.
You can then look at all of the data and the plan and the strategy and pinpoint where the potential breaks and mistakes are in your funnel that you need to go and fix.
Yes, because the data is going to tell you where you're doing it right.
Yes.
It will also tell you where you're doing it wrong and where you can improve. And it does that without any emotion.
Yes.
And I think that's important to understand that data. So maybe we should do a bit of a session one of these days just on the data and where one acquires it.
Oh, that's so dry though.
But you see how important it is.
Yes. No, we'll definitely.
You can dress down for that one.
Yeah, exactly. I'll come in dressed as a statistician or or an actuary or something.
Yeah. There you go. You can do that. You can do that. You are a lady of many faces.
There is no ways I can be an actuary, but I'll certainly try when it comes to data from the digital platforms.
Yeah, I think what's important for people to understand, and I do believe we need to do a session on it, and nobody better than you to do it, is where that data is accessed. Because, you know, you can go to Facebook, for argument's sake, and you can see all the analytics. But do we really understand those analytics? We can look at statistics on Twitter, and do we really understand what that is telling us? Because all of that is the data, and sometimes we look at it and we say, oh, we got so many Facebook likes, but what does that actually mean?
Well, that's quite interesting. So it's metrics, insights, and analytics.
Yeah.
And we can do a session on that, and interesting that you say this, because I have coached professionals who've been lumped with a lot of more responsibility, and they are dealing with agencies. And when they are looking at monthly reports, they just don't understand the acronyms or what the data is saying.
Yeah.
For example, if your bounce rate is high, like what does that mean?
Yeah.
And if it's high, how can I fix it?
Yeah.
Or if your click-through rate, CTR, is low, what does that mean? And how can I optimize my ads? So, yes, we can do a nice beginner session about analytics.
Because that information is critical to the plan.
Yes.
Yeah. Your objectives are not going to be based on the data, short of, I've got a product that is desirable. But the data is not going to affect the strategy or the objective. What it's going to affect is the plan.
Absolutely. Mm.
All right.
For sure.
We'll do that.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you done now?
I think so.
Are you going now?
Yes,
Are you going on a date or what is the story? You're a married woman now. You can't just...
I'm not dating. I'm going to probably do an arm's length of errands after this.
Arm's length? What does that even errands, mean?
Like grocery shopping, going to the printing shop, paying bills.
Okay, well, you go off and do that. You go off and do that.
I will do that. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for being here. As always, it's great to chat to Odette. If you want to get hold of her, you can just go along to this number. This number is all you really need.
Yes.
084-811-9163. That's the number. People hit
Keep
that number. They're going to find you've got this whole thing. What's it called?
An autoresponder.
You've got all of that going. You've got that all set up on
the
WhatsApp.
Just WhatsApp me.
WhatsApp that number, 084-811-9163. If you're looking at these things in your business and taking your business seriously, you should be looking at it. Then I'm particularly your online business.
Yes.
But if you need advice and you need some help, well, you can hear. She's like a big-time speaker now at seminars and things like that. So you're gonna
got a long way to go, Richard.
The point I'm making is people are going to get the expertise of someone who in the industry is respected and who is seen as an expert. And I think that's important for people to know that you're not some fly-by-night that's been doing this since yesterday.
Well, put it this way, I've made a lot of mistakes, so I can certainly share those.
That's one way of looking at it. I say the number again, 084-811-9163. Thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thank you. See you soon.
2 weeks' time.
Yes.
Yes.
About data.
Yes. Wasn't there a guy in, Star Wars or something like that? His name was Data. Star Wars or Battlestar Galactica. I don't know.
I just want one of their lightsabers. I really want one of those.
You want a lightsaber?
No, completely. I must have one.
Okay. Well, look, it's nice that you share that with us. There's bugger all I can do about it. It's nice that you share that.
Well, I have a birthday coming up.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, and you want a lightsaber?
I've always wanted one. I have to have one.
Okay. All right. To each their own.
Take care.
Bye.